David and Hilary Hopkins interviewing Ray Stone on the 7th of December at Six Naps Hard.
Three
Naps Hard, West Meon. Hi, Ray. Good to meet you. Can you give us some background information on how you know so much about the Meon Valley Railway?
Well, when the railway line first opened, my granddad was one of the local carriers going with a horse and cart to Petersfield three times a week. So once the railway opened, he was the obvious bloke to be what they called the parcels agent. So that everything that came to West Meon Station, he was responsible for carting it to, most of it was artificial fertilisers for the farms around here. And also the shops had loads of things delivered, all came down from London, great bales of clothing. And there were all bits and pieces, all sorts of things, because everything came by rail in those days, you see. Mm-hmm. And Grandad, he always had two lorries, horse and cart to begin with, but two lorries, and it was just delivered all over the place, around the area.
So where did being the coal merchant fit into that?
He, in 1916, he was in the old drum at Petersfield having bread and cheese and a half a pint of beer for his lunch. A man came in and sat down and said, "Good morning, what do you do?" And Grandad said, "Well, I'm the local carrier, what do you do?" And he said, "I'm..." In those days, we called them travellers. Nowadays, of course, they're reps, aren't they? But in those, he said, "I'm a traveller for Rose Smith and Company, wholesalers. And have you got any, where'd you come from?" So Grandad said, "West Meon." And "Have you got a coal merchant there?" He said, "Yeah, we got three, but none of them are really much cop." So this man said, "Look, why don't you just, you got your horse and cart already. Get yourself a pair of scales and weights, a couple of shovels and 20 bags, because that's all you can carry. I'll send you a truck of coal down from London, from the Midlands. It'll be about 8 tonnes. And you pay me when you've sold it." Well, Grandad was quite an astute businessman. And, of course, in those days, you didn't really have anything until you paid for it. And he was a bit cagey. And he said, "Well, give it a try and see what happens." Well, this truck of coal came to West Meon Station. I think he sold it in about 4 days. And then rang up the company again and said, "Well, I rather like this idea. Can you send me down another one?" And that went on, and eventually the business expanded to three lorries. And then when Grandad died, the business came to my father. Then when he died, it came down to me. But by my time, of course, the railway had long since been closed. So you can see that all our lives, all the Stone family, we seem to spend half our time up in the goods yard. Yeah. Because... my earliest memories are of Dad and his uncles, my uncles and his brothers, driving lorries. So once you'd come out of school, you put some old clothes on and you went straight off at the station.
Did you have any other relatives who worked on the railway?
Not on the railway, no. No, that's the only way we were associated with it, was through Grandad's
business.
Where
was the coal yard? Was that actually at the railway station?
At the railway station, yeah.
Right. Okay. So how old were you when the line closed? And when did it close?
When the line closed in actually February the 5th, 1955, is when they withdrew the passenger services. We'd already lost our Sunday trains in 1951. And I think by then people had realised that it was probably the thin end of the wedge. And then, of course, the staff began.